16 incredible signs luck is coming your way.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zenk. And today, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. You know, we feel lucky, in a way, that we have been bringing you this daily podcast since February 2009. We're absolutely amazed that we've been able to do that. And here in the last year, we've been on YouTube, not even a year. And we're just so lucky to have so many new friends and followers and people that we are connected to. So thank you for subscribing. Thank you for pressing the bell icon, because on the weekends, we tend to like to go live. And when we do that, you'll know about it. Okay, 16 signs incredible luck is coming your way. First off, a disclaimer. If you are a high flyer, if you are a manifester, if you are someone who employs the law of attraction to your benefit, you know that there really is no such thing as luck, that you create your own luck, that you are always attracting what appears to other people to be luck. But you know it's your co-creation. It's your ability. It's your mind. It's your thoughts. It's your magnetism. Nonetheless, it is supernatural in a sense that certain signs and symbols through tradition and through folklore have popped up as symbols of luck. Look at these signs and symbols didn't pop up for no reason at all. They popped up because over a period of time, people realized every time I see this sign, something good happens to me. And what it is that that person is co-creating. That person is manifesting. And the universe is sending a little sign, a little note saying, you are lucky. Well, like I said, you know that luck really doesn't exist, that you create your own luck, but it appears to other people that you have incredible luck. Now, if you have ever sat down at a blackjack table all night, 2 days in a row, well, I think I've done that a couple of times. Anyway, if you've ever done that, you know that energy comes in streaks. It flows and ebbs. It ebbs and flows. But when you get on a roll, one time we were in Reno, and I was on such a roll that lasted all night. They switched dealers several times. They made us change tables twice. They kept switching decks. I think they even changed the music that they were playing in the casino. But they did everything they could to break the streak, to break the flow of energy. And how do you break the flow of energy? Get the person worrying about it. Get the person questioning. When is this going to end? But I didn't question because I didn't care. I knew it was happening and I just let it happen. So luck is, I believe, something that you have the power to create. And if you've been doing that, either consciously or subconsciously, and luck is about to come into your life in a big way, the universe oftentimes will send you some symbols and signs. And here they are. Are you ready? Okay, number one, you see the number 777. And you see it on license plates. You see it on street addresses. You see it everywhere you go. Now, you may also wake up in the middle of the night and see 1111, or see it in the afternoon, 1111. And that's possible, but it's not nearly as strong a sign as 777. You see rainbows. Look, I had a friend who received an inheritance that he did not know that he qualified for. As a matter of fact, he was like second in line. So the inheritance passed over someone because they didn't qualify, and he ended up getting the inheritance, and he never expected it. All week long, he kept calling me. He said, "Robert, did you see that beautiful rainbow last night?" I said, "It didn't rain. I didn't see any rainbow." He said, "It was absolutely gorgeous." What was happening is he was seeing the rainbow every evening around sunset. And I just don't think it's possible, especially if there's no rain. But he saw it, and he was convinced of it. Well, then later on, we found out that he qualified for his grandfather's will, and a lot of money and property came into his possession. The rainbow was a symbol of luck. How about this one? Butterflies. Are you seeing those big, beautiful monarchs or those big, beautiful butterflies? And if you see one just passing off in the distance, not so much. If it's flying toward you, if it flies around you, very positive. If it lands on you, oh my gosh, talk about a symbol of luck. Red dragonflies, blue dragonflies too, but red dragonflies in particular. If you see a red dragonfly, it is a powerful symbol of luck. There were about, this is several years ago, there was about five or six summers where every year I saw one red dragonfly in my backyard. And it was there most of the summer, at least about, a month and a half. And that red dragonfly was a symbol of luck. And it was during that period of time that we were able to grow the magical order of the Golden Dawn to an extraordinary size at that time. And it just felt like energy was flowing, positive energy was flowing toward us in such a remarkable way. Acorns. Acorns are wonderful symbols of luck. You don't see them often. When you do, the universe is talking to you. Horseshoes with the open end up. You know, people, when they get a horseshoe, they always want to put the open end down because it's easier to hang, right? One nail, throw the horseshoe up, and there it goes. But traditionally, that indicates that luck is running out. So when you see that horseshoe with the open end up, that's a positive, powerful symbol. Wonderful folklore of luck and abundance, especially money, luck with money. Money found. Now, some people will say, well, if you find money and it's head side up, no, I disagree. If you find money in any denomination, whether it's heads or tails, it's a positive sign of luck. Pick up that money, because to disrespect even a penny, even a 1 cent piece, is to disrespect the very symbol of energy, of abundance. So pick it up, put it in your pocket. Okay, we said seeing the number 1111, three keys on a chain. I don't care how you see it. Maybe you're with somebody and they pull out their key and there's three keys on a chain. Maybe you see a picture, but those three keys, oftentimes they are symbolic. One of them will be gold. One will be brass or rose gold, and one will be silver. How about three hearts on a chain? Three hearts on a chain is very, very lucky if you see that. If you don't, well, that's okay. But it's a wonderful symbol. Okay, here we go. Cranes, ibises, flamingos, all powerful symbols of luck. in the Orient, the number 888, an incredible symbol of financial luck. Summertime, ladybugs, another great symbol of luck, unless they're in your garden. If they're in your garden, they're probably eating your crops. Crickets in the home. Isn't it kind of a fun thing when you have a cricket in your home and all night long that cricket, it's a lone cricket, you can't find it, you'll never find it, but it's in your home somehow. And that is an incredible, fun symbol of positive energy and luck. Christmas trees all lit up. Wonderful symbol of luck. And of course, you see them in December all the time, but it's amazing how people put up a Christmas tree. Even people who aren't Christians, they put up a Christmas tree, they decorate it with all these ornaments, and most of the ornaments are symbols of prosperity and luck. Of course, Christmas wreaths as well. Wishbones. Wishbones are wonderful symbols of prosperity and luck. And my favorite, are you ready? Can you guess what my favorite is, Rachel? Eagles. Yes. If you see an eagle flying overhead, or if you don't live around eagles, but maybe you have hawks, you know, big birds of prey, that's a wonderful symbol of prosperity, abundance, and luck. Now, of course, you can always increase your luck by simply saying, the universe brings me positive energy, good vibrations, and plenty of luck. Just say that every day. Why not? Come on. Try it for 28 days. I think you'll be amazed. Okay, I wish you a lucky day. I wish you a lucky week, a lucky month, a lucky life. I wish you to soar like a big, beautiful eagle. Have a wonderful day because you absolutely deserve it. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye now.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.